From Baffin Bay to Palo Duro Canyon and Mount Locke to Davy Crockett National Forest, when government works against your liberty, Pratt on Texas will sound the alarm. Now, here's your host, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio on the high ground of Texas, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, and all done without a corporate management leash or muzzle. Our Lone Star story of the day, Lieutenant Governor Patrick and the Texas Republican Party calling for another called session to finish the work lawmakers keep ignoring. Governor Abbott apparently is not interested, but we see real leadership in Florida by Governor Ron DeSantis. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by our friends at Allied Compliance Services. The Third Court of Appeals does exactly as I predicted in the so-called whistleblower case from the AG's office. We'll have an update on that. Also an update on the Texas fetal heartbeat bill as the Texas Attorney General's office argues in motions for the Supreme Court. Border news. Senator Cruz goes after leftist cities with immigrant detention center proposal. It's pretty funny. By the way, my friends, just load it up. I've got business news, tons of other news to get to. Be prepared to listen fast. Don't forget all new members of the Listener Club during October. No charge to join. I don't give you information to anybody. You can join at PrattOnTexas.com. All new members this month, October, will be in a drawing to win another or to win. Boy, I'm just misspeaking everywhere. You know why? It's when I know I'm overloaded, which is every day. The brain is going so fast you can't speak that way, and you got to slow it down. All new members of the Listener Club during October will be in a drawing to win an author-signed copy of Cowboyhood, the newest book in the multiple award-winning Wilder Good series from our friend Nathan Dahlstrom. Remember, you can listen anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of the show at PrattOnTexas.com. It is, my friends, as always, a great day to be a Texan. A little business news before I get into our Lone Star story of the day. No injuries. I picked the wrong sheet out. Here it is. Flix Mobility, F-L-I-X Mobility, a big German company, has bought Greyhound, the bus service. Now, Greyhound's been owned since 07 by First Group of Aberdeen, Scotland. They're based, though, in Dallas, and they're paying $140 million plus $32 million to be paid in installments. They serve 36 countries. And they already have a little bit of service in the U.S., does Flix Mobility. Greyhound, of course, founded way back in 1914. And I sure wish one of these companies could come in and upscale our bus service like it is in so many other parts of the world, because Greyhound has just not been that great. Tesla, now headquartered in Texas, or about to be, hits record profit despite parts shortage and ship delays. They're making money. That's right, chip delays. It says they had a typo in their headline. And that's good news for them. Passenger revenue soars at Southwest despite hit from virus. Passenger revenue almost tripled. They posted a smaller loss than had been expected. And American Airlines made a profit of $169 million, but it was your money. That's right, taxpayer help. Makes a profit on taxpayer help. The NAACP is going to meet with AT&T leaders over contract with conservative news network OAN, One America News. And, you know, this is what is sickening, because this is like Stalinist. I mean, this is no different than if a whole bunch of the old Klan Chamber of Commerce members got together and went down there and met with that company because they were letting blacks on their airwaves. I mean, that's really what's going on here. Absolute shakedown, reverse discrimination stuff from the shameful NAACP. They say AT&T's directly supporting efforts that undermine our democracy and suppress our right to vote. It's reprehensible, said this NAACP president, Derek Johnson. They're sitting down with AT&T leaders simply because they carry on their cable stuff on DirecTV, One America News Network. And there's a lot of misinformation out there claiming that somehow they've got a financial deal. No, they had a settlement with AT&T, I think, and because they were treated unfairly in the marketplace. But AT&T's never had a financial interest in OAN's success, and it doesn't fund the company, despite the bull crap put out by leftist groups. The civil rights group says it's sickened by the revelations about AT&T and OAN. No, they just don't want... I read the whole deal. They just don't want them to carry the network. They had a financial deal because AT&T agreed to pay the network money over 5 years and provide it with DirecTV customers. That is a financial deal because it was a settlement in a lawsuit brought by the network because they weren't treated right under the law. But, of course, they want it stopped because they gave good coverage to President Trump, OAN. You know, they're a danger to the country. The NAACP, think about that. Any of you that lend any support to the NAACP in its current incarnation, that is no different than a bunch of old Southern Chamber of Commerce guys getting together and going down without the pointy hats. They only wear those at night. Going down there and talking to the radio network, old Gordon McClendon or somebody, and telling them, you can't have black people on the air. Uh-huh. That's exactly what the NAACP's do. They don't like a conservative message from One America News. How ridiculous. How disgusting on their part. That's reprehensible on the part of the NAACP. But they don't care, and we know that, and we know how things go. All right, our Lone Star story of the day. If you are a trucker or a trucking firm, there's nobody better to help you with your drug and alcohol testing and your that clearinghouse you have to be part of and managing all that stuff for you. Very inexpensive. Our good friends at Allied Compliance Services. If you got a business or an institution, school, you need to check for safety with drug and alcohol testing, they can make you do it right. Make sure you don't get sued. In other words, compliance is their middle name. Make sure it's done well. And that's AlliedCompliance.com. They sponsor our Lone Star story of the day. Several headlines. Lieutenant Governor Patrick, Texas Republican Party, support calls for a fourth special legislative session. Headline in the Statesman. That's at the Texan. The Statesman. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick wants fourth special session for election audit, higher penalties for illegal voting. Interestingly, not mentioned by the lieutenant governor at all, because as much of a good conservative he is and as much as I like him, his coffers are filled by the business lobby. No mention of employer vaccine mandate ban. Oh, no, no. But we see real leadership in Florida. That's right. Thousands of Texans are facing possible termination under the Fed's vaccine mandate. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is taking action. He's calling a special session of their legislature to pass legislation banning this kind of stuff. We will be calling the legislature back for a special session, Governor DeSantis said, surrounded by signs that said, don't tread on Florida. He went on to say, we want to make sure individuals in the state of Florida have their rights protected. Your right to earn a living should not be contingent on COVID shots, he added. He's also going to... He's got strip liability protections from employers who have mandated the shot in the legislation. That's good. Meanwhile, Texas Governor Greg Abbott in the call from the lieutenant governor and his own Republican Party to call him back says, there's no need. We don't need to do it. We don't need any of this. This is immoral. It is truly reprehensible. It is people turning away from their basic obligation to protect our fundamental human rights. And it's disgusting. We see real leadership out of DeSantis. You know, Abbott's a guy that for years bragged about on TV, on national TV. Well, when he was attorney general, what do I do every day? I get up, go to work, and sue the Obama administration. And they're doing the same thing for Biden. And they love this. We're going to fight the feds. But somehow when it comes to this, because the business lobby came out against standing up for our individual rights, Governor Abbott doesn't care anymore. Now it's all, we can't be counter to the feds. Oh no, we've got to get along. We've got to follow anything the feds do. What a hypocrite. What an absolute gutless, spineless hypocrite Greg Abbott has turned out to be on this issue, which is far more important than so many others that we've cheered on. Back in a moment.
Pratt on Texas continues after this.
It's hard to explain why my greatest customer service experience wasn't at a luxury resort or private club, but was going to the dentist in Costa Rica, Dr. Silvia Zuniga of Dental Care. There are big Costa Rica practices which, while saving you big money, work just like they do here, herding patients through as fast as possible to increase billings.
That's not how Dr. Silvia Zuniga works. Silvia's practice is purposely small and personal with the highest level of service and quality I've experienced for anything. My entire trip cost us less than half my lowest quote at home, including hotel for a week, restaurants, airfare for both of us, and local transport, and much more dental work than those local quotes covered. I had it all done. No wonder my Lubbock neighbor had been using her for his dental work for years, and now you can visit Texas Tech's new Costa Rica campus nearby. If you want top dental work at affordable prices, learn more about Dr. Silvia Zuniga and dental care by clicking the banner at prattontexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
Hey now, I'm Robert Campbell with Campbell Containers. Have you ever thought about incorporating a shipping container into a new barn or shop like the one we have here at Campbell Containers? Or maybe you just need some extra storage space at your home, farm, or deer lease. Stop by Campbell Containers and look at our inventory. We're on I-20 between Abilene and Clyde at the exit 297, or give me a call, 325-518-3309, or check us out at campbellcontainers.com.
Brett believes, school or not, the only thing that'll stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Now, here's a good guy with a gun, Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. The Republican Party of Texas has asked for a special session, saying we need another called session. Folks, they've had plenty of time to get all this done, most of it in the regular session. They just haven't worked. They quit early. Every one of them, including this last one, quit early. With all kinds of things pending, the Republican Party of Texas, according to the state's the Texan.news, advocated four agenda items for another called session. Increasing the penalty for illegal voting back to a felony. You realize that for all this big talk on Fox News, they didn't get that done. By the governor and others, all this, oh, we're going to take election integrity seriously. We lowered the penalty from a felony for fraud to a misdemeanor. And the governor put it on the call. Oh, we need to get this done. Put it on the call again. Put it on the call again. He doesn't even fight for it. Doesn't swing a bat. Doesn't seem to do a darn thing to try to get it through. And it never got done. And he's fine. Says, we don't need a special session. Can you believe that? What a hypocrite on that issue. And let's see. The party wants a full forensic audit of Texas elections to ensure illegal voting is rooted out and prosecuted. Want a total prohibition on vaccine mandates and outlawing so-called gender transition. Nobody actually transitions from a female to a male or a male to female. They're still exactly who they are based on the DNA. But allowing this surgeries and stuff and these drugs that make permanent changes to children. You realize Abbott in the legislature, Republican legislature, couldn't get that done? Do you realize I've read stories from two of the most prominent pro gender dysphoria doctors that back all this surgery and are heavily known in the industry and some of the oldest in America who support all this weird stuff, who have said that this shouldn't be done with children, these puberty blockers and stuff, because it's too early for them to really know and it does permanent damage. And yet the Republican Party in Texas, for all its blustering and Abbott chest thumping on TV every chance he gets about something to sound like the big conservative, we can't get that done. Dan Patrick wants the fourth. The lieutenant governor wants a fourth called session, but he wants it for these other things and not. He didn't mention the vaccine mandate ban. I'm telling you, they've sold out. They want those big donations from the business groups. That's who fought back the bathroom bill. So we couldn't simply say that boys can't go to the girls' locker room, girls can't go to the boys' locker room in schools just by saying, well, today I identify as a girl. Now, next week it may be a boy. That is how it works. It's not a permanent thing. Because the business lobby didn't like it. You know, I'm all pro-business and pro-freedom, but this cave into these people that don't care about our fundamental human rights as a country, don't care about their employees and all this vaccine mandate stuff. Again, I want to ask you, what happened to this, we're going to sue the federal government? Remember, Congress has not acted, and even then it would be illegal. I mean, we're still fighting the Roe v. Wade vigorously, all kinds of things. We don't want to fight on this. Oh, we're going to stand up to the Biden administration. But when it comes to this fundamental, an immediate threat to our health and our rights, Governor Abbott says we don't need another special session. That's right. Had a spokesman come out and say, we don't need it. It's not a joke. That's the point. Meanwhile, you got Ron DeSantis, a true conservative in Florida, who seems to not, you know, he stood by. He was 6, 8, 9 months ahead of Abbott on rolling back all these decrees and restrictions on people's freedom. He's taking it on the chin from the press. He's not out judging what's right by the polls every day. Ron DeSantis in Florida, he's actually giving leadership, calling a special session to ban vaccine mandates and roll back this blanket legal protection for employers who demand it, which is good because if you get myocarditis, you're heart in flames and you die, or you get sick and you're disabled the rest of your life, which is not made up, folks. The CDC, the numbers are there. It's in the government data. And there are other problems we may not know about yet. We've had a lot of things like this over history where it took years and years before we saw it. Why should anybody that mandated you get it against your conscience and against your own medical advice from your doctor? Why should they have immunity? Way to go, Ron DeSantis, showing us once again that Abbott can hire all the early primary state experts he wants for a presidential race. But it all gets blown up when the issues get tough. Mr. Stick his finger in the air and see what's popular at the moment. He doesn't have any leadership ability. And let me tell you, this stuff he put on the agenda for the special session, did you see stories anywhere? I know I cover them. I would have brought them. Did you see the governor whipping whipping in the political sense, where you go whip up the votes? Did you see the governor working hard like Rick Perry used to do on key legislation? No. That's the complaint against Abbott from the beginning. He'll say some big thing, make a speech, do a little chest thump, and then it's hands off, quiet, nothing. I remind you, his office is in the Capitol, too. It doesn't exactly work the same way as the federal government. And he doesn't seem to care. He says, I'm for it, makes the deal, and then just lets him go right on and just go on and not get the work done. Union Pacific's vaccine mandate puts thousands of Texas jobs at risk. They employ over the railroad's not even a direct federal contractor. But the OSHA rules, they claim, they're going to have to mandate the vaccine, they think. What happened to suing the federal government, getting this stuff stopped and litigating it? Over 5,500 employees in Texas. Unions are fighting back. Abbott's office refusing to call a special session to address the vaccine. Texas' number one material received by rail cars, coal. Coal's needed for our power plants when temperatures rise or fall. If you get walkouts like Southwest, or they just have to let so many people go or put them on furlough because they're going along with this stuff, and then we crash the grid again, how's that going to be good for the Republican Party? Just for you Austin insiders that are always concerned about re-election and your donations. Europe is going through this. Great Britain, I mean, the top economies in the world are going through a massive energy shortage right now. They've been going through this for months. And we've already seen how it's affecting the supply chain in other areas. You're not going to fight back on this? What are you going to say now when you get a grid failure? When you get another set of this freezing stuff or whatever? What are you going to tell everybody then? When all the shippers, people say, well, we ran out of coal. And by the way, that actually happened in, I think it was Germany or Great Britain, maybe Germany. One of the European countries this last week actually ran out of coal because of these interruptions in supply chain. And mostly they're green, you know, they have so limited amount available because of their green, so-called green policies. You let people freeze to death again? Is that what you people in the media want? It's very clear. Very clear, we're getting no real leadership on the issue, the most important issue that affects our fundamental rights as human beings. This is not about COVID. This is about a precedent that, given in any crisis or any political movement, that the government can demand that all people to have the right to work have to take a medical procedure. You just wait. The anti-meat people, everybody else, this you just wait. It's always, always proven out this way. Logicians talk about the slippery slope being a fallacy. Well, that just shows they've spent their whole life in a university and don't know what happens in the real world and that they're utter fools, because it always plays out this way, every single time. Somebody went in a radio station in Wichita Falls, KMOC-FM, at 6:30 this morning, pointed a firearm at somebody and then left. They're looking for that person. Who knows why? If they'd come in the radio station in my studio, they wouldn't have made it out if they pointed a gun at me. No injuries were reported after a private plane flipped at Dallas Executive Airport. It was a little Cessna 210N and flipped over on, I think, trying to take off or something like that. That happened yesterday. I've got a lot of general news stuff that is very interesting. I want to try to sandwich in the program today. I'll move on to the other big, big stories, and maybe in the last segment we'll have time to get through some of that. Some about a baby that was kidnapped right in front of a mother. And remember the big Dallas apartment complex that blew up and injured the firefighters and everybody from a gas leak? Turns out that wasn't just an innocent leak. Somebody had shot at the apartment and pierced a gas line. I've got so much in the stack, we'll try to get to it later in the show. Stay with us.
It's the talk of Texas. Proud on Texas.
If providing health insurance for yourself or your employees is costing more than you can afford, listen closely to this message.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
And with the price almost reaching the point of unaffordability, employers are looking for solutions. And my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution. We enrolled a local company, and we were able to save that employer one-third of his budget, which was equal to a little over $100,000 that he was paying prior to working with my agency.
Life Health Dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, Mark Miller agrees, and he'd like to help. He's with Edward Jones. Together, he'll give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by Edward Jones Financial Advisor Mark Miller's office at 3849 Oldham Lane in Abilene. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
From the state where people from Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Louisiana are considered Yankees, here's your Texan-in-Chief, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. As I predicted, the Third Court of Appeals, which is all run by Democrats down in Austin, sided with former employees in the Office of the Attorney General who filed a whistleblower lawsuit. Now, the State Whistleblower Act exempts elected officials because they're answerable to the public for what they do. But those people are trying to say, well, we get all these protections. And when they went after their boss, the attorney general, I disagree with that interpretation of the law. There's no telling what will happen, but we know it's going to have to go to the Supreme Court. Now, remember, nothing, despite what the press writes it so you infer, whatever they imply for you to infer on the issue, the merits of this case are nothing to do with the merits of the allegations made by these people against Paxton, which really don't seem to have much merit from what we've discovered since all this was alleged. The issue of this case is whether people who are direct employees of an elected official have the right to be protected under the Texas Whistleblower Act, which the way it's written, they do not. But we'll see. It could go either way. Who knows? But I knew the Third Court of Appeals would rule that way. I told you they would. Everybody knows that in the state. It's just going to have to get to the Supreme Court. Governor Abbott's appointed a new Secretary of State. The left is already beginning this afternoon to go nuts over it. Here's the Dallas Morning News headline. Abbott's pick for Texas Secretary of State is Fort Worth lawyer who worked on Trump election challenge. Yeah, so he's automatically ineligible because he's an attorney and actually was willing to represent people. His name's John Scott. He's a longtime insider. He's a trial lawyer, too. He's made a lot of money in the private sector. He'll be the new Texas Secretary of State, oversees elections and border business and state records, corporate stuff, all that stuff. He's an attorney, 33 years of experience. Now, he's been an Abbott. Abbott loves to have his little cadre of insiders. And if I were him, I'd start looking afield because from the PUC to the Department of Family Services and all these protective services, these groups, a lot of his insiders have turned out to be absolutely awful. I think this guy's probably pretty good. He was a deputy attorney general under Abbott. He also was the first chief operating officer of the Health and Human Services Commission, where the governor claims he oversaw a successful overhaul of the agency. Yeah, they did a big agency overhaul, but I don't know how successful it was. Just a few years later, we were right back in the same problems in a lot of cases. And he's been in a bunch of government-appointed positions. John Scott, he'd probably be a good Secretary of State, but I think that's funny they figured it out. He's a lawyer who worked on Trump's election challenge. That means he's disqualified from breathing. We need to go string him up. That's probably their attitude. I mean, obviously, the way it works these days. Let's get to an update on the argument on motions at the Supreme Court. The pro-baby-killing people have gone directly to the Supreme Court after it told them no the first time and have asked them again to come in and just enjoin or get rid of all the court process, you know, appellate process, and just take over the Texas Fetal Heartbeat Act case and or at least stop its implementation, the law's authority to be in effect, which the court's already told these people no once, but they're back before the Supreme Court. Reuters had a story summing it up, saying on today the U.S. Supreme Court, Texas asked the court to keep in place the law, which they call a near total ban on abortion. I wish it were a full ban, but anyway, it's the fetal heartbeat bill, and urged justices, if they do quickly take up a legal challenge brought by the Biden administration, they should then overturn all of the Roe v. Wade. Paxton, it was a legal filing to Paxton argued this. The Justice Department suggested the justices should just bypass lower courts and just go right to it. I love how they write this at Reuters. Paxton's filing said that if the justices do that, they should overturn Supreme Court precedents, including Roe v. Wade. That's right. If you're just going to wipe them all out, just that's all Roe v. Wade is. There's no law. There's no constitutional amendment. It's just a Supreme Court precedent. Wipe it all out and start fresh. I love how they write it. The 1973 decision that recognized a woman's right under the Constitution to terminate a pregnancy. No. It didn't. They're not recognized? What do you mean? There's no such thing in the Constitution. It created the right. There's nothing in the Constitution that backs that up. And if you want to accept all their penumbra and all the other weird stuff the way that they made it, then you leftists ought to be out... You ought to be out in full civil disobedience under vaccine mandates, because that was the idea that, well, there's just this implied undercurrent of a right to personal privacy, to one's health and one's body, all through the Constitution, which there isn't, but nevertheless, you know, it's a great argument. It's a fine argument, actually. It's not in the Constitution, and the Constitution is set up to where if we need something in it, it needs to be expressly in it, not implied. But you guys ought to be fighting the vaccine mandates. Anyway, Paxton pointed out in the filing, properly understood, the Constitution does not protect a right to an elective abortion. And he added that the state law furthers Texas' interest in protecting unborn life, which exists from the outset of pregnancy. Supreme Court, though, is already, I don't think they're going to get their way on this, because they've already put on their new term the Mississippi law, which asks, the state of Mississippi asks justices in that case to overturn Roe v. Wade. Ruling's due by the end of June of next year on that. That's in the term. So, again, it's probably just going to be, they're just going to stick with the Mississippi case. Who knows? Paxton asked the Supreme Court to reject a bid by the abortion providers to have justices immediately hear their case. So, that's the update on that. Those filings were made this morning because this was the deadline that the court set. Let me get to some border news. Exclusive from Breitbart, Texas, Randy Clark. Border Patrol apprehends 90,000 illegal aliens in just 18 days. First 18 days of the new fiscal year for the feds, which started October 1st. 69,049 apprehended. Something like so. Okay, and then 90,000. They apprehended more than 90,000. Large group of Cuban Venezuelan migrants apprehended near West Texas border in the Del Rio sector, according to Bob Price at Breitbart. And Biden under pressure as U.S.-Mexico border arrests reach record highs. This is a story by Reuters. The current numbers for this last fiscal year, or for the current fiscal year, like I said, the 90,000, the Washington Post already reported that it topped a previous high way back in 2000. National Guard troops helped make more than 7,700 arrests in Texas' southern border. Corpus Christi Caller-Times had a piece out. Well, yeah, but what happened to them? They were mostly catch and release. So Abbott's thing has really been ineffective so far. Great piece in the Boston Herald. I'm talking not Boston, Texas, and East Texas. I'm talking about Boston, Massachusetts. Ted Cruz touts Cambridge, Nantucket, and Martha's Vineyard as immigrant ports of entry under new plan. Cruz has a plan to open 13 new immigrant points of entry in decidedly liberal cities, including those in Massachusetts, in an effort to force Democrats to deal with the surge of illegal immigrants at the southern border. I'm introducing this crucial legislation to alleviate the massive overload at the southern border by establishing new ports of entry in Democrat-led communities such as North Ebro, Vermont, where Bernie Sanders spends his summers, and Martha's Vineyard, where Democrat elites host their cocktail parties. It's called Stop the Surge. It's brilliant. Calls for 13 new ports of entry to be established by Homeland Security and be specified to be in these places. Three are in California, two in New York, two in Rhode Island, one each in Connecticut, Delaware, and Vermont. Way to go, Ted Cruz, because it just points out the whole thing. They don't want it there. They don't see it in their backyard, and they don't care what happens to the rest of the country. Why not? Spread it out. I mean, wouldn't that be good for local jobs going to work in all those big tents and all that stuff? I mean, surely the Democrats, don't they talk about being compassionate? Why aren't they begging for this to pass so that they can demonstrate to the world their local compassion, unlike those horrible Southerners and Westerners and Republicans? They can show the world their compassion with dealing with millions of people coming into their communities illegally. Think it'll happen? No, but good for Ted Cruz for putting it forth in a way that just shows their utter hypocrisy. We'll be back in a moment with more on the Texas Hour.
Fred on Texas returns after we hear from the folks who make the show possible.
Avoid a big, cold, and uncomfortable hassle. Before the next deep freeze hits, call Hart Heating and AC for a full heating system tune-up and operational safety check. Call Hart Heating and AC for a full heating system tune-up before everyone is swamped with calls so you and yours aren't left in the cold. Prevent the suffering and stay warm. Take it to Hart. Hart Heating and AC. Hart, H-A-R-T, heatingandac.com. Serving the Lubbock region. Take it to Hart.
License DACLA 1229 OE.
At Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse, you'll enjoy the highest quality meats, with chicken being all natural and hormone-free. The same for the exclusive Meyer Natural Angus beef, as well as Snake River Farms American Kobe-style beef. Fish is flown in fresh 3 times per week, and premium produce is sourced from top growers with field-to-kitchen traceability and rigorous monitoring at all 5 stages of production to ensure quality. Enjoy authentic, fresh, superbly delicious meat and seafood at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse.
Native Texan, or just got here as soon as you could, welcome to Pratt on Texas. Here's your host, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Today in Texas history, this is when the first bank in Texas was founded, way back on 21 October 1822, Banco Nacional de Texas, or Texas National Bank, founded in San Antonio. Also, it is the day that 1914, that millionaire oil man and Houston native George Herman died and gave the city land to create the big Herman Park there, and of course Herman Memorial Hospital and all that. And also, it's the day in 1917 that McCleskey No. 1 came in out in Ranger, began the oil boom in Ranger, Texas. By June 1919, 22 wells were being drilled in the area and 8 refineries were open or under construction. Ranger got up to about 30,000 people in one time. There wasn't any housing or anything for them. Look at the pictures. It's interesting. The boom brought all the brothels, the gambling, the killings, everything. But by just 3 years later, 1921, the boom was over in Ranger, Texas. Our look at Texas history, sponsored by our friends at USA Investigations, providing professional surveillance, witness interviews and statements, criminal and civil investigation, including workers' comp, and more. Investigate for detail at usainvestigations.net, my friends. Now, this is that story I mentioned earlier out of Garland, a WFAA reporting that the police think the mother's quick thinking helped get her baby back in the middle of the night. Baby's wearing just a diaper. A 20-month-old baby boy was snatched away from his mother while she was sleeping. And it was at the Express Inn, a Northwest Highway in Garland. Hotel manager said it was some young people. The manager said they just came in and snatched the baby and ran away. Surveillance video showed a driver of a black Jeep pull up to the motel. Authorities said Romisha Brown got out of the Jeep, made her way in through a back door. Moments later, she said LaShondra Price and another woman in the Jeep knocked on the door of the mother's room. When she opened the door, the three women basically pushed her down, stripped the baby away from her, and then ran out. The mother ran out screaming, she's asleep. I'm going to call the police. The mother managed to rip off the paper license plate from the Jeep, which I guess helped them ID them immediately. She ran to the front desk for help. She was so flustered that she could hardly communicate to the manager what happened, I can imagine. Thankfully, the baby was found safe on LBJ Freeway in Dallas. Garland police are still trying to find out if there's a connection between the mother and these three suspects. They're looking for a third woman. They've got the other two in custody. Wow. I mean, just, you know, anything can happen. You just open the door and they rush in, knock you down and go. That's why you should always be armed. Never stand directly behind the door. Don't think a chain protects you. Be ready. Don't answer the door without being ready and in a defensible position. You just don't know who's coming. And remember the big Tesla crash, how they made such a big deal all over the press that these two pretty well-off guys down near Houston that died in this fiery wreck of the Tesla, that they were using the automatic driver and weren't, nobody was in the passenger seat. I mean, in the driver's seat. Turns out that was bunk. The NTSB's investigated and said, indeed, the driver was in the driver's seat. So, you know, again, you just can't trust all this stuff. Now, I've got to tell you about this explosion. We reported on that. It was just a terrible thing. It really wasn't that long ago, a couple of weeks ago, a little more than that, September 29th. And the fire department people were, other residents were injured, fire department was. I mean, they were there to check on it. Just as they opened the door to check on it, boom. And it was terrible. Firefighter Pauline Perez went in the apartment, smelled gas, turned to exit the apartment. At that point, the gas from the oven ignited, and boom. A lot of people at their home, a lot of people hurt. This is very interesting. They found court documents, WFAA did, and said that, four Dallas Fire Rescue firefighters and three employees were injured in the blast. According to the records, there was a string of events that began the night before. This guy went in an argument with the mother of his baby mama. An apartment resident saw her outside with her son and let her take refuge in his apartment. So then that guy came looking for her. Resident, being a prepared Texan, pointed a gun at that guy and made him leave, which was right. Resident then made her leave his apartment. You know, he was just giving her temporary shelter. And then he left. But later he returned. This guy, the one looking for his, wanting to have the fight, the argument, returned and shot several rounds into the front door and side windows of the apartment. One of the bullets went through the hose behind the oven, causing the gas leak over hours and hours. That's what led to that. And this guy is in custody. In fact, we now know he's been in custody since a couple of days later, October 2nd. So, wow, what a deal. Operation Washout resulted in 38 arrests for gang-related offenses from the Attorney General's office. This was a gang wrap-up with the U.S. Marshals in Bexar County. Operation Lucky Charm resulted in 21 sex offender arrests from from Ken Paxton's Attorney General's office down in the Houston area. And DPS out in El Paso. DPS says that they worked with El Paso police and conducted an adult prostitution operation in El Paso and netted 14 arrests for solicitation of prostitution in El Paso. All right, and then, I wanted to mention this. Governor Abbott appointed Darren Black of Abilene, president of Black Plumbing, to the State Board of Plumbing Examiners. And our fine affiliate radio station offices, I think, are in the Black Plumbing Building, if I remember right, off Treadaway. Congratulations to Darren Black. And Governor Abbott's announced National Semiconductor Center's Texas Task Force. The feds are going to spend a bunch of our money and create a National Semiconductor Technology Center and National Advanced Packaging Manufacturing Program. And so Texas is lining up with all the big universities and researchers and everybody to try to land that deal. How about this story out of KVIA in El Paso? El Paso Walgreens pharmacist mistakenly gives woman COVID vaccine instead of the flu shot. Now that person's very worried about side effects and stuff, and is about to leave on a planned trip. Good grief. And speaking of El Paso, Attorney General Ken Paxton held a big press conference today in El Paso and with the Missouri Attorney General. announcing their next fight against the Biden administration's failed border policies. They did that mid-afternoon, but they did it in mountain time, so it's too close to showtime for me to know, get all the details. I didn't get the press release. They embargoed everything they didn't send it out in advance, so there's no embargo, and I couldn't get all the details on that. If it's being two attorneys general, you can bet it's another form of lawsuit, so probably not that huge of a news story, but we'll have the details tomorrow if it matters. Coming up this weekend and all the good stuff starting in Austin now is Circuit of the Americas. I'm a big Formula One fan, and it's here to stay. Started a decade, it relaunched in America a decade ago in Austin at the privately funded and built track. They expect this year's the biggest crowd in race history. And next year they'll have the Miami Grand Prix as well. So the U.S. Grand Prix there at Austin. And it'll be a big, big deal, the pinnacle of motorsport worldwide. And it's giant. And again, expecting just huge crowds. Looks like the weather's going to be wonderful down in Austin. And that means our guest host, Matt Crowe, and me and a few other of my listeners who have emailed me that they're big Formula One fans. Actually, quite a few of you have. This weekend, you're going to get to see it, not have to watch it on the DVR because of a different part of the world. You're going to get to see it from Austin. Ought to be a lot of fun. I plan to watch it, my friends. And as I'm about out of time, let me circle back to our Lone Star story of the day. You got the lieutenant governor wanting a fourth called session to deal with the stuff these lawmakers seem to just sit around and not want to do that are very important. And they left and quit early again from the third session in the House. And the Republican Party wanting it too, and we need it for a ban on vaccine mandates. The governor apparently is not interested in that at all. Just remember, Ron DeSantis in Florida is calling a special session to protect people's basic human rights. He's a real Republican leader and doesn't seem to just be out there with his sail up wanting to see which way the political winds take him. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pride on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.